Take your business beyond fast with connectivity and network solutions from Comcast Business. Nationwide, secure, reliable. Powered by the nation's largest gig speed network.
This is your tech news briefing for Monday, April 13th. I'm Kateri Yoakum for The Wall Street Journal. There is still a shortage of some of the medical supplies doctors need to fight the coronavirus pandemic, but there might be a solution. Some doctors at Northwell Health in New York have teamed up with researchers to start 3D printing nasal swabs for testing kits. Our reporter Sarah Castellanos will join us to tell us what they're doing and whether their solution could work other places too. That's coming up after the break.
Comcast Business connectivity and network solutions help drive IoT devices, AI, and virtual network applications at peak performance to improve efficiency and customer experience for your business. Rely on Comcast Business for nationwide, secure, reliable performance powered by a gig speed network. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
We've talked a lot about the different ways that the healthcare community is using technology to help fight the coronavirus. One thing that's become very, very clear is that there is a shortage of some of the critical medical supplies that we need, like masks, ventilators, and even testing swabs. Now it looks like some researchers have come up with a stopgap solution for that using 3D printing. Our reporter, Sarah Castellanos, has been looking into it, and she joins us now. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Hanging in there.
Good. As everyone is, as everyone's trying to do, at least. All right. Let's talk about this story that you've been working on. Can you just remind us really quick, why is there such a shortage of materials? These are all things that people, that hospitals need on a regular basis, right?
That's right. So they need ventilators, also masks and nasal swabs primarily. And there's a shortage because supply chains around the world have been disrupted. I talked to a couple of doctors who said that the nasal swabs that were being sent to healthcare providers in the US as recently as a few weeks ago were actually being made in Italy and China. And these are countries whose supply chains have obviously been majorly disrupted because they're the centers of the coronavirus outbreak.
And just to be clear, they need the nasal swabs to be able to test to see if somebody has COVID-19. You reported the doctors at Northwell Health, which is, I think, here in New York, and the University of South Florida, are 3D printing nasal swabs. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
That's right. Yep. Northwell Health is based in Manhattan, and it's a hospital system in New York. And they collaborated with the University of South Florida and Tampa General Hospital to design, test, and manufacture nasal swabs using 3D printers from a company based in Massachusetts called Form Labs. They actually banded together to do this in about a week, which is kind of unheard of. And the advantage of 3D printing in this case is that you can use a 3D printer to manufacture anything really in just a short amount of time by using quote unquote ink, which is resin in this case. It's a surgical grade type of resin. Also just using a design that could basically be emailed to any hospital around the country. And I'm told that hospitals actually do already have 3D printers on site around the country, and they've been using 3D printers for a variety of use cases already, kind of in the past few years as 3D printing has become more popular.
Yeah, let's talk about some other ways that 3D printers are being used. I mean, as you said, you can email plans around the country, but you can also do that around the world. So it would seem like a huge answer for some of these medical challenges. Where else are we seeing it being used?
Yeah, that's right. We are also seeing it being used to manufacture specific kinds of components that are used to build ventilators. So a team of engineers at Rice University, which includes a university student and a few faculty members, they've actually developed a prototype of a ventilator that uses 3D printed parts in addition to parts that can be found at hobby shops and online at Amazon.com, for example. So their hope is that they can send this design and plans for the design to hospitals around the country to help with the ventilator shortage as well. But just keep in mind that's not actually being created or printed wholly by a 3D printer because it's such a complex instrument or medical device. So they're using a 3D printer in that case just to manufacture specific components of this prototype.
So you mentioned that they're using a material, a type of resin, to create these nasal swabs. I'm assuming that everything that's used normally in a hospital would have to go through FDA approval to be sure that it's safe for humans. Is this material been deemed medically safe?
So the researchers, that's a really good question. The researchers and the hospital workers that have designed this nasal swab have tested it in limited, pilot tests, but they've tested it for safety, and the resin is surgical grade. It's sterilized, but also the FDA has relaxed some of its restrictions in the past weeks so that it makes it kind of easier for hospitals to quickly design and test and manufacture a medical device. Whereas before, all of these devices could take up to a year or even longer to be tested and manufactured with FDA approval.
All right. Well, we'll see if there aren't more 3D objects coming your way in a hospital near you. Reporter Sarah Castellanos, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We are still taking your work from home tech stories and questions. Our senior personal tech columnist, Joanna Stern, will be back with us later this week to share her favorite tips and solutions with us. If you want to get in touch with us, you can call us and leave us a voice message at the number in the description, or you can email Joanna at joanna.stern@wsj.com. And that was your tech news briefing. I'm Kateri Yoakum from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.